Time was Maxwell Smart, the TV sitcom spy, would take off his shoe and use it as a telephone. Now it's more likely that we'll have telephones that can double as shoes. Why not? Mobile phones are already cameras and email addresses and web browsers. And to that list of non-telephonic tasks, we can now add television receivers. Sprint is about to market a cell phone that receives television programs. David Hayes writes about technology for the Kansas City Star, and he's used the phone. David Hayes, first of all, what does it look like?
Well, it looks like a pretty standard clamshell phone, silver on the outside, kind of gray on the inside. It's got a really high-resolution 2-inch screen, full color. It's got pretty much most of the standard features. It's also got a camera and a video camera, and you can play games on it.
2-inch screen. And what kind of television do you actually watch on this screen?
Well, what they've done is they've cut deals with CNN, NBC, E! Entertainment, and a variety of other media outlets to basically rebroadcast video clips. So in the case of CNN, they might have a new video clip every hour or so. Plus, they'll have a whole series in kind of in a queue waiting of more features material, but they'll update every hour or more quickly if there's breaking news going on.
This little TV cell phone is actually receiving streaming video, is what it's receiving.
Right. It's not like watching a traditional TV set where you'll sit in front of it and show from beginning to end. What you're going to see is video clips that are anywhere from about a minute to, I think I saw one that was about 4.5 minutes. And it'll be very similar to what you might do on the Internet. You'll click on it. It'll take a few seconds to download to the phone, and then it'll start streaming.
Sprint, I gather, is planning to market this for $400, a telephone.
Right. It's not a cheap phone. It's $399. It puts it kind of up at the upper end of handsets. And I think they're aiming for the kind of the early adopter who's willing to pay for the latest and the greatest.
Well, what's the wisdom about people's receptivity to cell phones that do all sorts of new fancy things?
Well, I think there's two different classes of people out there. I've actually heard from two different kinds of readers, actually. One that can't wait to get at it, which I talked to one gentleman a little while ago. He was very interested in being able to watch local weather broadcasts from the Weather Channel. And one lady who was just appalled at the idea because she thinks technology is just getting out of hand and not doing anything good for us.
Well, I'm sure that for the past 2 days, you've been just about the coolest guy in Kansas City to have this thing.
Definitely something that catches people's eye, and it's got a real wow factor to it.
But do you think it's something that you would actually use after getting over that sensation of how cool this is?
Would I use it? Probably not. Mm. Would at some point, would I be interested? I was talking to an analyst from the Yankee Group yesterday who said, well, you know, someday you're going to get a pop-up text message that says, the Kansas City Chiefs just scored a touchdown. Would you like to see it now? If you would, press here and we'll charge you a buck. And he said, well, people will be happy to see, you know, pay a buck to see that touchdown. And at some point, this very localized content, I think, is perhaps more of a future than sitting here and watching the Flintstones on the small screen.
Well, David Hayes, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
David Hayes, technology writer for the Kansas City Star, talking about Sprint's new cell phone, which receives streaming video.